Right now, there is a new program that pairs people with disabilities with students. It's a shared living situation, and it's called Friendly Housemates. And joining me to talk about it is the Community Support Coordinator for Community Living Toronto, Matt Poirier. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Barb.
Thanks a lot for doing this.
No, thank you so much for having me today.
Okay, can you explain how the program works?
Yeah, so essentially what it is we match post-secondary students in shared living with one or two individuals that have an intellectual disability and who are supported by Community Living Toronto. So they live together in a house or an apartment as friendly housemates, so as roommates would live together.
Where did this idea come from?
So really, Friendly Housemates is one of several new housing models that we're working on at Community Living Toronto. And it really comes from a need for us to look at new individualized ways for the people that we support to live in their communities. And so we're talking to families, we're hearing what they want for their children, and they don't want that typical 24 hours a day, 7 days a week support that group homes have to offer. And there really is no one size fits all kind of model for the individuals we support. So, you know, we're just looking at ways that we can offer more choice. And that's a big word at Community Living Toronto, is choice. So that's why we came up with Friendly Housemates.
I love the idea because it says to me that there are people who can become independent.
Yeah. And that's the whole idea is, you know, fostering that independence in individuals that we know that they can build if they're given the chance. So it's something completely different. You know, typically individuals live in the community and they're supported by staff. And, you know, we're not taking the staff component away from this. But by putting them or by having them live with someone who's a peer, who's an equal and a friend, really gives them that feeling that, you know, they belong and that they're a part of their community and that they can thrive with the support of friends, just like we all feel.
How do you find the mentors to live with the people who are using Community Living Toronto? Where do you find them? What is the process?
So it is a partnership with Centennial College. We really needed a champion on the side of the school. And so Centennial has been such a great partner helping us all along the way. Our first few students were from Centennial, but now we've expanded. We got funding from the federal government to research this project. It is a research project. And so we're kind of widening our pool. So we developed a recruitment video, which is now on YouTube. People can look it up, search Friendly Housemates, and it's the first video that pops up. And so really now it's word of mouth. It's getting it out there to the media. It's circulating that recruitment video. I've been going out to schools and talking, doing presentations. And so that's how we're getting the students and getting them interested.
Okay, so you are looking for more students to get involved in this. Who is eligible?
Any post-secondary student that is intending on going back to school, if they're looking to go back to school in September, and it can be someone from, you know, any field of study. I mean, I have students coming to me that are in engineering, that are in biotechnology, and some of them are in the field of disability studies, but a lot of them aren't. And, you know, that just shows the importance to students, especially, of knowing that people with disabilities belong in their community. It doesn't have to be someone that's in the field. It can be any field of study whatsoever.
Matt Poirier is my guest. We're talking about Friendly Housemates. It's a program that pairs students with people with disabilities for shared living. So you're saying it doesn't really matter what program they're in, but there have to be some things that these students must possess, right, in order to be in this situation. What are the qualities you look for in these people?
Correct. So, I mean, we do have an application process. So there's an application, an interview process. We'd like to see that the students, you know, are maintaining a certain GPA. We want to make sure that, you know, their participation in the project isn't going to hurt their marks. But we also really want to see, you know, the motivation behind why they want to get involved in a project like this. They are going to be living for free in the residence with the individual, which, you know, has the potential to be a motivating factor. But through our interview process, we can really tell, you know, with the students that are really serious about, you know, promoting inclusion and helping individuals to thrive and helping them to be a part of their city. And through that interview process, that's really what we want to see, you know, their personality and their empathy and their compassion for people that need support.
What will they be expected to do? So they're going to get free rent. And is there a level of expectation in terms of helping out the people that they're living with?
So we ask that they spend, you know, anywhere from 5 to 10 hours per week with their housemate doing friendly housemate things. And that would really include, you know, anything you would do with a friend, whether that's going out to the movies, going grocery shopping, cooking a meal at home, you know, spending some time together in the living room. It could be really anything. But really what we're hoping to see at this is that the student is able to model by behavior and help that individual develop the skills that they need to maybe eventually live more independently on their own in the future. And we've really seen that coming out with the friendly housemates that we have already. When they do their laundry, maybe including the housemaid and doing their own laundry so that they can learn to do those things on their own by watching their housemaid do them.
What kind of reaction have you received from parents of these people with disabilities who are being included in this program?
It's been a very good response. Families are, because these families that we're working with have already established that semi-independent living is what they want for their child. They're on that journey already. They're taking the steps that they need to be taking. And so they're already taking a risk. They've already taken a risk in helping their child find a place in the community to live. And so this is just another layer of that. They're seeing that we're doing really innovative things. They're seeing that we want to offer the best for them and their children. And so it's been very positive. There is, of course, there's some nerves, like with anything else, because it is new and we're just getting our feet wet and we're learning the ropes. And so there is some nervousness, but for the most part, there's a lot of excitement around Friendly Housemates.
Not sure how long the program has been going, but do you have any success stories at this point?
Absolutely. I think one of my big ones that comes right off the top of my head is a gentleman living, he's 30 years old, he has autism, and he's living with his housemate currently. And he has also high anxiety. And for the longest time, he wasn't sleeping in his own bedroom. He was sleeping on the floor outside of his housemate's bedroom door because he was scared that she was going to leave during the night and he doesn't want to be left alone. And just recently, I found out that he's finally been able to migrate back into his room and sleep in his room for the first time in a very long time. And that to me just shows that he's starting to feel more comfortable in his own home. He's, you know, settled down. He's feeling like he's at home and he has somebody that he can trust, somebody that he can share his space with. And that to me is what the essence of Friendly Housemates, somebody that can live and feel like they're at home and they're comfortable and they're with friends.
It's a great story. Now, I guarantee you there are people out there who are either feeling like they could be eligible to mentor or be a part of this program somehow. So how can they get more information, if you don't mind repeating some of what you said earlier?
Absolutely. So more information on Friendly Housemates. Check out our video on YouTube. Just search Friendly Housemates on YouTube. It's the first video that pops up. Go to our website, communitylivingtoronto.ca. My contact information is on the website. And check us out on Twitter as well. We tweet about Friendly Housemates all the time. And our handle is at CL Toronto. That's CL as in Community Living Toronto to find out more information.
Great stuff, Matt. Thanks so much for this.
Thank you so much for talking to me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Matt Poirier, Community Support Coordinator for Community Living Toronto. Check it out. It's a fantastic program. It's called Friendly Housemates, and they're teaming up students with people with disabilities for shared living and greater independence and greater experience. So thank you so much for that.